Maybe you get your mind off the economy by playing video games. In this country, that usually means playing on a computer or on a console like the PlayStation or the Wii. More and more people are playing on their smartphones, but still, we have not caught up to the Japanese, where gaming on phones is an obsession, and some companies there are eyeing the U.S. market. Here's Lucy Kraft.
On the subway, in doctors' waiting rooms, during college lectures, you'll find millions of Japanese glued to their smartphones, but they're not texting or making calls. There are no sound effects, no buttons to push, but that glassy-eyed stare, that occasional swipe of the screen, is a dead giveaway. It means game on.
The doors on the left side will open.
Iced coffee in one hand, iPhone in the other, grad student Yoshido Hinoki is fixated on slaying tiny cartoon monsters.
I like that you can play games whenever you have a few minutes, and for just a little money, you get quick results. I like that feeling of achievement.
Hinoki is one of an estimated 40 million users, that's one out of every three Japanese, who've signed up to play games on their cell phones. Only about a third of these players are active, but that's enough to ignite a mobile gaming juggernaut here over the last few years, dominated by a few Japanese startups. Unlike the complex, intense, and cinematic experience of sit-down video games, the cell phone variety is about as deep as a round of tic-tac-toe. Yet consultant Serkan Toto says mobile gaming perfectly satisfies one of the most basic of human needs, killing those slices of time on the way to something else.
The majority of these games are designed in a way that they can be played in short bursts, in 5 minutes to 10 minute intervals, because most people don't like to use games on their mobile devices for extended gaming sessions.
All those minutes of play add up to huge revenues. Morgan Stanley predicts that by next year, the mobile gaming business could be worth more than $5 billion, while old-school gaming companies like Nintendo, Sony, and Sega are in eclipse. Like most players, Hinoki does his best to play for free, but as he shows me, this takes willpower. Without buying weapons and other virtual gear, games end in seconds and can't be restarted without a waiting period. But there are enough hardcore gamers to generate windfall profits for gaming operators, some spending upwards of $6,000 a month. Even if you've never heard of Fishing Star or Slam Dunk, it's almost impossible to escape glitzy ads by gaming giants like Gree, which has made its 35-year-old founder, Yoshikazu Tanaka, Japan's youngest billionaire. Critical to the success of mobile gaming in Japan is that almost all players are anonymous. Serkan Toto says the setup is tailor-made for the Japanese.
My personal take is that this has something to do with the Japanese way of interacting socially in the real life, where, you know, direct confrontation or direct interaction with people is not usually the norm.
Businessman Takashi Taida spends 2 hours a day trading virtual collectible cards with people he'll never speak with or see.
Most of the people I play with are near total strangers. If they say they're 30, they might be 60 or even in grade school. If everyone is anonymous, then it doesn't matter if people lie.
Taida shows me his avatar, a cute, tousled-haired boy. It couldn't be less like the middle-aged man in a suit sitting before me.
In gaming, you can become someone else. This is very appealing to the Japanese. I don't know about the other players, but as for me, when I play, I try to become that character.
Game companies took a hit this year after regulators banned a lucrative practice that left children saddled with huge bills. But some analysts say this won't slow the companies, which have proven adroit, creating new ways of separating players from their money. Meanwhile, Gree and Japanese rival DNA are taking on the San Francisco-based Zynga and trying to replicate their success in the U.S. In the social gaming world, it's game on. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.